From the Rector. I hope you've enjoyed a good summer. For us at the Vicarage, there was a trip up to the Keswick Convention in the Lake District in July to share with other Christians from around the country. And in August, we spent a week abroad with family. September is, as always, a time of new starts. Schools are back, students are preparing to head back to university or college. For many people, it's a time of new jobs starting. For farmers, it's a return to ploughing and planting after the end of the harvest season. It's always seemed an interesting thing to me that we do most of our cultural and social new starting at the time when most of our plant life is doing the opposite, in the autumn, as things are beginning to decay and get ready for winter. In the Christian tradition, there is an echo of this in that the day, technically, begins with sunset the night before. We start with the darkness, and only partway through the day does the sun rise. We keep this cycle, starting by going to sleep, then rising later, to remind us that Christ had first to sleep in death before he could inaugurate the new life of Easter Day. Perhaps then, making a new start in a season of decay, when the world around us is getting ready to hibernate, contains a good lesson. In order for anything new to be brought about, we first have to die to an old way of life. In Christian thought, we often speak about dying to sin so that we may be raised to life in Christ. If you are looking for another kind of new start this September, how about a spiritual one? Local churches are partnering together to run a course called Christianity Explored over 7 Monday evenings starting on 29th of September in the parish hall. Come and take a fresh look at the ministry and person of Jesus Christ and see what you make of it. Everyone's welcome, no booking necessary, though if you want more information or to help us plan catering, do get in touch by email at bensonalphacourse@gmail.com. And the Sunday services take place at 9:30 a.m. each week at St. Helens Benson. There's also 4 o'clock church, especially suitable for younger families, at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 7th of September, and a said traditional service of Holy Communion at 8:15 on Sunday the 21st of September. Sunday services take place at 11 a.m. each week at St. Mary's, Ulm. At the service on the 28th of September, we'll celebrate Harvest Festival together. Do bring gifts to place at the altar